Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World. Good afternoon, Gavin.
Hello, Brenton. Hello, listeners.
Mate, it's a change for us. We're now doing this on a Wednesday rather than a Thursday, but that suits me.
I know.
I hope it suits you. Yeah, so we'll talk each and every Wednesday afternoon. We'll have our chat. Today, we're talking about all things lavender.
Let's love lavender,
yes. Let's love lavender. Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Do you know how many different varieties they now have of lavender?
At least 30.
Wow.
30, and going up.
30 different varieties of lavender.
And locally, and that's why I wanted to get onto it, actually, because lavenders have always had a bit of a bad name because they've always come from countries where their climate isn't quite like ours, mm-hmm. you know, and we've always had a problem growing them with the humidity in summer and all sorts of things like that. And a company in Victoria brought out a variety of lavender, or many varieties of lavender, under the name Lavanova. Right. Now, Lavanovas have been bred in Victoria to be much more in tune with our climate. So, you know, in the nursery here, we've got a lovely batch of lavenders where you won't have all those problems like we used to many, many moons ago with all the original English lavender and French lavender and so forth, because they just weren't acclimatized to what we have here.
We've seen many, many pictures of the fields of lavender in places like Provence and things like that with the French lavender. I suppose that's what everyone tries to grow in their gardens is the French lavender.
Yes, exactly right. And they don't tend to have the problems with that awful humidity. That humidity we tend to get here in December, January and February, where you bend down to tie up your shoelaces and you've got sweat beading from the top down.
Yeah,
that sort of humidity. They're not used to that. And, of course, we've got a habit here in Australia, too, where people will come home from a hot day and the one thing they love to do, and it's a very calming thing to do, is go out after dark and wet everything down. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, with plants like roses and lavender, that makes things so much worse because then it just creates more humidity.
So you get humidity on the coast, but you don't, if you go, you know, if we're talking Lower Hunter Valley here, for example, you don't get so much humidity in the Lower Hunter Valley.
Anywhere near as much.
So does that mean for places like that, you could grow the French lavender relatively successful?
Absolutely. Anywhere away from that coastal fringe. And, of course, there's things you can do to make it easier. As in, when you're putting your mulch around these things, don't mulch right up against the base. Because, of course, that creates a wet base, and that's the one thing you don't want. You don't go home of an afternoon on a 35-degree day in summer and go around and wet all the foliage down because, of course, those sort of things create more humidity. So what you do is your best time to water for that type of plant, and roses are another one that runs into that category, is first thing of a morning. Now, if you do that, by the time the night time comes, these things, the foliage, the roots, they've all dried out enough that they're not going to create that extra humidity that you don't want.
So you've said there are 30-plus different varieties of lavender. Is there a particular time of year that is best to plant lavender?
Most certainly. Spring is the ideal time, so basically for the next 3 months, let's say September, October, November. Then, of course, you skip the 3 months of summer and we get a whole new batch in all over again, March, April, May. So they would be my six ideal months to plant these things. Now, as I said, there's these new Lavanovas that will get us through all those conditions, no problem at all. And there's so many varieties in them. And, of course, they're the one plant at the moment in the nursery that's supplying us with the most amount of bees. And bees being incredibly important these days, if you've got a herb garden or a veggie garden or fruit trees, the best thing you can possibly do in the middle of them is plant a lavender to encourage more bees to forage around.
So lavender doesn't like a lot of water. Is that fair to say or not?
Exactly right. Once it's established, and let's say every plant needs a fair bit of water for the first 3 or 4 weeks, once it's established, it can actually dry out quite a lot. They're very good for dry areas. And of course, you're only talking at something that averages around 70 to 80 centimetres square. So, you know, a little bit less than a metre by a metre.
Why does lavender die back? I mean, we've got some French lavender planted. I've seen it in other places as well, other gardens as well. Are you supposed to prune lavender?
Ah, now, yes. You always prune after a flowering flushed. Now, these flowering plants, especially things like lavenders, will flower in a big flush. So you'll get a whole big spike of all these flowers all over it. Then after that, you should take about a third off always. Otherwise, you'll create a very dense interior, which is why it'll die back. So always after that flush of flowering, and you may get 3 or 4 or 5 flushes after each flush, go out there and trim all that excess off to create airflow into the centre and, of course, to create new foliage. And, of course, new foliage will keep it fresh and young.
How many times a year do you expect to get lavender from your lavender plant?
Oh, I would have thought at least, if we're talking the crop of the actual foliage and the flowers.
Yeah, the flowers, I suppose.
I would have thought every time you get a flush. So maybe, well, let's say an average of 4.
4 times a year, okay.
4 times a year you should be able to collect that flush of either the foliage, if you want to make a lavender pillow for the bed, mm-hmm. or the flowers, of course.
And so when you get the flowers 4 times a year, does that mean, Gavin, that you prune back your lavender bush 4 times a year?
After each flowering spike, exactly right.
Right.
Yes, okay. Yes. Now, some of these varieties, let's just go through a few so the people know. Mm-hmm. There's a lovely original one called Avonview. Now, the reason why I like Avonview, now, that's a traditional lavender, but it's locally grown. And I try here and source as much of my stock as possible locally so that it's got that local environment and it doesn't have that shock of coming from an outside area. So Avonview is for that person that wants the traditional original lavender but will still do really well in this area. Now, these new Lavenovas, there is one called Princess, which is the most beautiful pink version of a lavender. There is a whole range of ones called Fairy Wings. Now, they're called that because on the normal flower spike, they also have these little petals that come out sideways like little wings. So they call them fairy wings, and there's various colours. One called Whimsical, which is a real pale pink. There's a lovely one called Radiance, which is the most beautiful pink again. There's a lovely version called Purple Rain. Now, it's R-E-I-G-N for those playing at home. Purple Rain, which has got the really deep, deep purple flowers. And there's a whole range of ones called Ruffles. And I love Ruffles. There's Blueberry Ruffles. There's Boysenberry Ruffles. There's a lovely one I've got in store at the moment called Frostberry Ruffles. And it's got that real grey silver foliage as well as your standard purpley lavender flowers. So there's a lovely range of them.
All these that you've mentioned, do they still have that traditional French lavender smell or not?
No, well, they have a different smell.
Okay.
French lavender is really the only one that has that traditional French lavender smell. All the other lavenders will have a perfume, if you like, a smell of some kind, but none of them will be exactly the same as the French lavender.
Because I suppose, you know, if you buy a relaxing oil, you would buy a lavender oil. If you buy an oil to burn and you buy a lavender oil, we all have an image in our mind. We know what we expect when we smell lavender is what I'm getting at.
We do. And these will all have that familiar smell. It's just that they'll all be very slightly different.
Okay. Now, once once you've got them planted, are they relatively easy? Apart from pruning, they're relatively easy. I won't say they look after themselves, but they're relatively easy to look after. All you've got to do
is prune
them.
That's exactly right. So as long as you've got a lovely sunny spot, a lovely well-drained spot, that is all you really need. They will basically look after themselves. Now, as I tell everybody, whenever I trim anything back, which, as I said, is after every flowering spike, it's always a good idea to get a liquid fertilizer of some kind. The one I love here is one called Power Feed. Now, these are all liquid fertilizers that are seaweed-based, so they're all natural. Give them a good dose of that whenever you lightly trim anything back, and that will help it jump back again afterwards.
Fantastic. My wife knows Power Feed well, Gavin.
Oh, Power Feed's fabulous.
Yeah, she loves her Power Feed.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
any other tips for people that are thinking of, you know, growing a lavender garden? Have you got any other tips you want to share with us?
Look, not really. A good full size, they'll grow in a pot as well as they will in the ground. As I said, if you've got an area close to anywhere where you want to encourage bees, lavenders are one of the best plants you can put in. As I said, they're not overly big. You're looking at less than a metre by a metre. As a full sun, good drainage, and they will look after you.
You've got all of those varieties that you mentioned at Lee Rowan's Garden World?
We most certainly do. We have them here at our Warners Bay store and also at Arimba down on the Central Coast.
The official plug, Lee Rowan's Garden World. They have two locations. Gavin's not there on a Saturday, but he is there on a Sunday. So if you have any questions for him, pop in and say hi on the Sunday and buy some lavender. The two locations, Gavin, are?
Okay, bottom end of Hillsborough Road, 381 Hillsborough Road here on the Warners Bay end in Newcastle. And then we've also got our store, 72 Pacific Highway at Arimba, and is literally a stone's throw off the freeway, halfway between Newcastle and Sydney.
Thanks, mate. Nice talking to you as always. We will chat next Wednesday.
Most certainly will.
See you,
Look
Gavin.
Look forward to it.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.